two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevic.
Oh, I think the NCAA took a right hook this morning to the chin when the Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the organization. The ruling opens the door, Dave, for college athletes to get educational-related payments. Things like in the form of free laptops, free tutoring, free internships. And I say, Team Supreme Court for the win.
This is good and bad. Let me say why it's good. Number one, anytime you can give these athletes more, that's a good thing. Because a lot of these athletes make these institutions millions and millions of dollars. These universities, these conferences, they make millions and millions of dollars. And they get nothing in return. This is the problem, and this is the downside. The more little areas that you carve out, oh, we'll allow you to pay in laptops, we'll allow you to pay in internships and opportunities, then you are creating a very, very shady area, a gray area where people will take advantage. That's bad for sports. That's bad for amateur sports.
Take advantage how? Give me an example of where your brain goes when a college athlete gets a laptop so they can do their homework on it.
Okay, so I'm bringing in a prize recruit. I'm recruiting two people. I'm recruiting this quarterback who's just a star, right? Well, I buy them a $5,000 laptop. In fact, they're so good, I buy them two $5,000 laptops. Well, that quarterback could sell both those laptops on eBay, online, and keep that money.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden you're in a roundabout way paying them $10,000, but it's in laptops. Now, if you have another player that you're recruiting who's not as successful, well, then maybe you get the $750 knockoff laptop that barely turns on.
From Costco?
Yeah. Oh, $250 for the offensive lineman, but the quarterback gets the $5,000, iMac.
As we bring Alex Keery into the conversation of KSL's Unrivaled, you can hear him every night right here on KSL News Radio. I want to make sure that our listeners realize, Alex, that this ruling does not impact or address the name, image, and likeness conversation that we've been having that Congress is currently talking about considering regarding whether or not athletes can get paid for their name, their image, and their likeness. This is a very narrow ruling, and it has to do with, as Dave put it, laptops. And what do you think of the ruling? Do you think it opens the door for corruption among college athletes and colleges?
Well, I mean, absolutely, Debbie. They used the word unlimited in their ruling, right? They were like, hey, yeah, this opens the door for unlimited, as long as it's related to education purposes, then it could be an unlimited amount. And so there are two things going on here. There's the part where the corruption is a real fear, obviously, because you don't really want, just there being unfair advantages for anybody. College has been trying to figure that forever. But the NCAA has been a massive racket forever. And they've been able to get away with everything without having to actually be on the hook. I think I think it was Justice Kavanaugh who said in this ruling that said if any other institution tried to do this in any other place in the United States, it would be illegal. The way that the athletes do things in terms of playing and then being held back, that, not just the name, image, likeness stuff, obviously, but it's all related. Yeah. Because in the end, what they're saying is are these student athletes students first? And what can we give them for being those students and being athletes at our school? But the word unlimited in the ruling is pretty alarming. And the fact that they called out the NCAA for, frankly, just getting away with, I mean, they kept saying it. You have a business model. You have a business model. So when you have a business model, and that means you have kind of quasi-employees, and if you're not, you know, considered paying them a quote-unquote, you know, living wage, then they're going to be upset about it. And that's kind of what they're doing here. The question is, how are they going to do it? Who's going to be putting that money in there? And are the universities going to be on the hook, or are they just going to be able to go, hey, booster, we need this money?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think what is going to happen, Alex, is you're going to see more and more of these rulings go against the NCAA to the point where they're just going to open up the floodgates, and these kids are going to be paid in a million different ways other than just a straightforward, hey, we're going to pay you $10 an hour or $12 an
right.
hour, you know, $20 an hour. There's going to be so many workarounds. It's going to be so impossible to follow and to regulate. It will be a zoo.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, you and I over the years have heard ridiculous stories of, you know, these guys who are getting, you know, I mean, my brother, when he played in college, and he played at a Division I school, but it was a very low tier. You know, it's not a school that brings in a lot of money. But he's one of these players on the team they wanted to kind of keep around. And he had a job during the summer where he basically went and picked up arcade games to be fixed. He took them back to the shop. They just drove around. It was a glorified, you know, driver position. And he got paid like $34 an hour, you know, because it was some booster's job. And, you know, there's those types of things where you go, is this illegal? I don't know, because this business owner is saying, hey, I feel like you're worth this, you know. But the NCAA in the past has been able to just sanction everybody. I mean, they've been untouchable, right? They do it in the name of, hey, these are student athletes. I mean, Debbie, the funny thing was how many times Dave and I would show up to these things and be like, you do not call these guys athletes. They're student athletes. You know, you better say the word student in front of it, because this is a serious student, you know, this is an educational system. And you go, yeah, except for this thing's pulling in massive amounts of money for you guys. And you think about it, the scale that they're bringing in. I mean, Nick Saban just signed up another contract, and he's getting about $10 million a year as the University of Alabama's head football coach. So if you think this isn't a business, if you think these guys aren't – if you think the NCAA – I mean, the NCAA, on top of all of this, can just hide behind we are about education, and we need to have amateurs. For 115 years, that's what they've been preaching. And now everybody's going – hold on a minute. This is way out of balance, and it should be checked. It should be looked at. And you're exactly right, Dave. They're going to lose a ton. They're going to lose a ton of these cases going forward because they are looked at as the bad guy right now. It's like big. It's like, you know, big tobacco, big education. That's what it looks like. It's like they're bullying everybody to be able to say, if you want this system, then we're going to regulate it, and we're going to keep all the money too.
Alex Carey, KSL's Unrivaled. I look forward to. Are you guys going to talk about this? You and Scott Mitchell tonight.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? I'm going to be listening tonight to KSL's Unrivaled. Look forward to, I'm sure, a very lively debate. Thanks so much,
absolutely,
Alex Carey, for jumping on the line about 8 hours, 7 hours before your shift starts to give us your take, a hot take on this SCOTUS ruling, Supreme Court of the United States ruling against the NCAA regarding educational, we don't call them gifts, but educational-related payments like free laptops, tutoring, and internships to college athletes. I'm sorry, student athletes.
Yes, Debbie, they're students first. No, it's going to be a rocky summer for the NCAA, and I love it.
How so?
They're going to lose all these decisions. They're going to lose every single one of them.
You think this is just the tip of the iceberg?
Tip of the iceberg.
Score one for the athletes.
Yep.
At least for now.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.